Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. Hello, everyone. Please say hello to us. We are Jana and Jason, and we are living lucky. I'm just banking that you are too, because you're here with us, and we are having a wonderful Wednesday morning. It's hump day.
I like that you said banking.
Yeah?
Yeah, baby.
And good morning, Patrick. Oh, my gosh. 2 days in a row. I feel like it's jackpot time.
Jackpot.
Hold Look good. At me using all these abundant words.
Good morning, Mindy and Julen.
Oh, it's so great to see you guys. We are talking about manifesting because I have been having these divine downloads this morning.
Word.
I've been up since 2 this morning and I've been getting all of these ideas. I kid you not. My vision board has almost completely been marked off the list.
It's time to redo it.
It is. Now, Jason's vision board, we're still working on. Although I go
super big on mine.
Do you know what's so crazy is on Jason's vision board, he has like Forbes, Fortune 500, and he has his picture, you know, on the cover.
Yeah, I also have Walk the Camino.
Which you can mark that off. And he's got being on the Ellen show, which I don't even know. I think her show's like now. So we might have to just.
It wasn't specific for the Ellen show.
It might just be meeting Ellen.
And it might be meeting Ellen.
Yes, because we have to tell her that we paid for her sandwich. Do you guys know that we were at a tennis match? It was a tennis tournament. And we were in line where the cameras could see us. And I was like, oh, everybody wave. Because this match is right before the Ellen show. So maybe, you know, if we wave, then Ellen will see us. And the guy behind us says, you know what? Ellen owes me for a sandwich I delivered to her office. And she didn't tip me.
Paid.
Yeah. And so Jason turns around and not only paid for her sandwich, but tips the guy. And he's like, what's this for? And Jason said, you know what? Ellen gives enough kindness in the world. So I'm just paying it forward. And I've always said, if I ever meet Ellen, I am going to tell her that story because I think that will just make her feel so good that she gave kindness to people. And it did come back to her because I know that she also had a little period there where people were like, oh, you know, she's not very kind and she's not very whatnot. But I know that for us, we always watched the show and we always smiled
for kindness.
And it inspired us to be kind.
Yeah.
So she had that effect on us. So I always wanted to tell her that story. Good morning, David. Thank you for being here. Sheila, Marilyn, love to see you guys. We are talking about journaling because that has been the biggest game changer of my life, as well as vision boarding when it comes to creating a life that inspires me from within. When I can get my thoughts out on paper. Now, I've often talked about gratitude journaling.
Gratituding.
I call it gratituding. It is a verb. It is definitely a verb. And I will say that if I go even a week without gratituding, it will start making a difference in my perception.
I notice
it immediately.
Going like 3 days without it makes I notice it. If you're on a third day and it's like lunchtime and you haven't gratituded.
Jason will grab the pen and like, say, maybe you need to just
go to your corner.
Go to the corner and write for a little bit. Which that'll set me off. And I'll be like, how dare you?
But you go gratitude and you come out and you're like, all right.
I do.
I know.
I do. And then I say, you know what? Thank you for my husband for recognizing that I was being a little stinky pants.
And there's something about the journaling. And I'm sure we're going to get into this and we'll talk to it a lot more when we do some videos and we expand this series.
Yes.
But when we're journaling, we don't journal into the things that we have on our minds, the things that we have in our hearts, the things that we've gone through and the things that we're going to, and then say, but it'll probably never happen. Okay. We don't put things on our vision board and things think.
No, you have
but
to believe.
It'll probably never happen. It's a very.
You believe that it is happening.
Where I'm going.
You act this is as if.
And it's this because you know what you've come through.
Okay.
You know what you're going to.
Let me stop right there because you just vomited a life full of lessons there.
That's what the series is going to be about.
The reason that we need to always celebrate our wins and we need to always be aware of the miracles that are happening around us and we always need to be grateful for the blessings and all of the goodness and all of the love and the hope and all of the fortunes that God is bringing into our life. The reason that it is so important to always write it down is because then we not only see more, but what you appreciates.
Yeah.
So then it also builds confidence once you can look back in all your journals and say, oh my gosh, look
consistent.
At all of this wonderful, all of these wonderful things that have been happening on a continuous basis for the last how many years? Once you have the proof in your hands of all of this beauty, wonder, miracle, hope, love, all of those high vibration things in paper in your life, it's like a guidebook of your life, all of the woo, then it's all of the magic in a nice little book. Then you say, oh my gosh, because it's been happening, I already know that whatever I put in this book is going to happen.
It lends itself to the faith in the future instead of fear in the future.
It is believing. It is believing. Now, here is a little hack that I have learned is if it is in line with what God wants for you. So we seek God first. We always seek God's purpose for us. We seek that first. And if it is in line with, if your desires and your decisions are in line with your divine design, then no matter what you put in this book and you attach the right feelings to it, you will see it come into fruition. And all of the right people will start aligning in your path. And it is like the angels will just start helping you. All of the clues will start popping up and
you'll recognize them.
You will.
That's the thing is, I didn't see them and I wasn't recognizing because I was kind of going through life reacting and with my eyes closed. And it wasn't that my eyes were closed, but I was filtering. I was filtering out the beauty and the good. And just like Jana was saying with all the blessings, mm-hmm. if you focus on the hurt and the pain instead of the what we call the blessings, the blessings in the lesson. So if you focus on the lesson learned in the hurt, then you will recognize in the new, because we're going to go through challenges later, you'll recognize in those challenges quicker, you'll find the lessons quicker. And then you'll realize that, hey, I'm just getting closer to where I'm going. And you'll realize you're moving in the right direction still.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I wanted to address a comment. Sheila, what are you laughing
says,
at?
My vision has been obscured by taxes.
Money is an issue and I just have to be realistic. Okay, so back to what I was saying. What you appreciate appreciates. And it is the same with money. And our ability to make money. And when we start feeling worthy and feeling abundant, I know this sounds a little bit abstract, but hear me out. Like attracts like.
Money's a hard one.
Like attracts like. So when you start feeling worthy, abundant, and valuable, when you start feeling like what money wants to be attracted to, it just starts happening. And it is, there is an energy. Money is an energy. And so it is about, it's about reciprocity. And the more value you give, the more value comes back to you. There is a flow that starts happening. So again, it is more about the mindset. Think and Grow Rich has been one of the best books for me. And if you have ever sat down and started writing out, what do I believe about money? What do I believe about money? And we've done this in workshops with people. It is amazing when people start getting honest and do it in a journal. Do it in a journal and say, you know what? Nobody can, I don't want anybody to read this. I don't want anybody to read this, but I'm going to write down what I really believe about money. And when you write down what you really believe, you will start to understand, okay, you'll start to understand what you think and what you believe and what you are when it comes to money, and then put yourself in the position of money and then think, okay, now if I was money, would I want to go visit Sheila? Oh, and that becomes like a whoa.
So to me, money and love are the two hardest things to really have the faith with, because it's not that I want to control them both, but they lend themselves to the greatest fears, disappointments. But also when you can kind of live into it, and I'm getting goosebumps, because when you get into that really faith and manifestation and the new belief system, and they start generating and creating themselves around you, it's a whole new experience.
Try doing some journaling around it, Sheila. You might be surprised at what comes up, but if you just become curious as to what comes up, then know that you can always, you have the power to always change or create whatever it is that you, whichever direction you want to go. So know that the power is within you. The power is within you. We just have to discover it ourselves. It goes back to Glinda, the good witch.
Glinda.
You've always had the power, my dear. You just have to find it yourself.
Do some me search.
Yes. Me search. That's what journaling is. Instead of research, it's Me search. It's finding out what's really inside our souls, what's really inside our subconscious, and what's really going on in this connection that we've got going on. Mind, body, soul. So I hope this maybe gave a few insights or distinctions to anyone out here. Mindy says, love is hard. Becky, Financial Peace University changed my whole perspective on money. Game changer. We studied with Dave Ramsey, and I'm telling you, his whole story about the lion and the
gazelle.
That's what changed me. So, I was like, oh my gosh, that's a good one. And I won't get into it, but
so
maybe we'll save it for
Dave
tomorrow.
Dave Ramsey theory, and then there's a Robert Kiyosaki theory. So there's a lot of different theories.
Yeah, maybe
on
we
money.
Should do some talk about money beliefs, because that seems to be getting some comments. And there's also some love comments. So maybe those are the two ones that we will dive into.
But getting your thoughts on paper gets them out of your head, gets them a lot clearer, and lets you actually know what you're believing and what your thoughts are, because my thoughts were all jacked up and I didn't even know. And I just thought I was doing things right, and I didn't know why things were messing up.
Yeah. Sometimes we try to articulate them. We think we know what we believe, but then if we really ask, is that what I believe, or is that what I was taught? Is that what I was taught because of where I grew up? Is that what I was taught because that's what my parents believed? Is that what I was taught because that's what my teachers or the people around me believed? Ooh, what do I believe?
Yeah.
What is true? What is absolutely true? All right. That's all we got. We're done. We're done this time.
Have a great Wednesday.
We have a dance lesson today. So Whoa. Say a prayer for us.
Boogie down. Boogie down for the rest of the week.
Love you guys. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.